The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 8:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. It is Friday, December 12th. We're going to look at a hearing to decide how much access media gets for the assassination trial in Utah.
Rock Regional Hospital in Derby to remain open until early January. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the north. It is 31 degrees here on this Friday morning. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby will remain open until at least January 6th.
And employees will be given at least three more paychecks. The hospital filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday, and a judge ruled Wednesday in an emergency payroll hearing. The judge also approved funding requests to help the hospital pay utilities, claims, and other current expenses. Rock Regional Hospital employs 200 workers and has been operational for the past 6 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita to D.C. plane crash 10 and a half months ago. What have exactly we learned about it?
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C.
We cannot lobby as a federal agency, but I can certainly state our opposition.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy took the unusual step Wednesday of calling a news conference to denounce that part of the bill.
It represents an unacceptable risk to the flying public, to commercial and military aircraft crews, and to the residents in the region.
Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas is among those voicing support for an amendment or additional legislation that would close the safety loophole.
To make sure that NDAA language is at least, as a minimum, abiding by the safety standards that were set in place after the crash of January the 29th.
The defense bill is a priority for President Trump and is expected to pass through the Senate by the end of the year. Jennifer King, Washington.
That report from the Associated Press.
A hearing was held yesterday to decide how much access the media will get for the trial of the man accused of assassinating conservative political activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk.
The accused assassin, Tyler Robinson, he appeared calm as he made his first in-court appearance yesterday after prior hearings were held virtually. There were complaints from his defense team about cameras showing him in shackles, the judge then ordering the cameras to be relocated but did not outright ban them from the hearing yesterday. Defense attorney Stacey Visor asked the judge to make a clear ruling on what the media is allowed to do, saying they will formally file a motion to ban cameras altogether. The judge also took up the issue of whether parts of a transcript from a closed hearing in October would or could be made public.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter with that report.
A federal indictment out of Oklahoma for a man accused of threatening to kill federal agents.
The unsealed indictment shows 26-year-old Logan Murfin accused of 5 counts of threatening to assault and murder federal law enforcement officers with intent to impede, intimidate, interfere, and retaliate. Another 5 counts of interstate communication with a threat to injure. That from federal prosecutors in the Northern District of Oklahoma who tell Fox News that Murfin knowingly posted several threatening and intimidating statements on social media in October against ICE agents amid ongoing immigration action. No word if Murfin is being represented. Homeland Security is investigating the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The House Homeland Security Committee held its annual worldwide threats hearing yesterday.
Joe Kent, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, described the landscape this way.
The threat posed by terrorists of all brands remains very high.
Kent added,
the number one threat that we have right now, in my view, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We have sent a strong message
to criminal illegal aliens, that we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will deport you.
The witnesses testified that domestic terrorism fueled by online radicalization does remain a concern, as does cyber terrorism sponsored by the likes of Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Who is Time Magazine's Person of the Year? And more trouble for the Derby native, the former head coach at Michigan. More details on that case coming up. KNSS News Time is 8:06. We're coming up on 8:10 here on KNSS. The Time Magazine Person of the Year turns out to be more than one person.
The magazine selecting 8 tech leaders, calling them the architects of AI as this year's honorees, citing 2025 as the year AI became a regular part of the mainstream. A social media post claimed the group was selected, quote, for delivering the age of thinking machines, for wowing and worrying humanity. Among the group of 8, Tesla's Elon Musk, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, and NVIDIA's Jensen Huang. Other contenders included last year's honoree, President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Pope Leo XIV. The distinction was first given in 1927 and aims to honor the person Time's editors believe most shaped headlines during the year. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former University of Michigan head coach and Derby native Sharon Moore fired and arrested over an affair he had with a woman who worked for him.
Police say this guy had a meltdown. He grabbed a knife, got in the car, and showed up at that woman's house. So she called 911. Until this week, Sharon Moore was one of the biggest names in college football. Everybody knew him. It looked like he had it all together. But it looks like he might have traded his $13 million salary for time behind bars after the University of Michigan fired him for having a, quote, inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant, who reportedly got a huge raise. So Moore has a wife, he has 3 kids at home, and was reportedly suicidal after he lost his coaching job. He didn't know what he was going to do. People in the college sports world say that he was acting like pretty strange, though. He berated his assistants recently and was really on edge before they just axed him.
That was Fox's Alexis McAdams.
8:11 here on KNSS. Right now in traffic, the traffic volume still pretty heavy. I can see that on the traffic cameras at the moment. So this traffic volume still pretty heavy, but I don't know. They were heavier just a little bit ago, so they're starting to thin out just a bit, and I'm actually not seeing any big slowdowns. We do still have quite a bit of traffic right now down in the 47th Street South and Broadway area, and a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-135. Just south of where it joins with I-235 down there in South Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now let's look at our weather forecast going into the weekend. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We'll see a few clouds this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler after a 65-degree afternoon on Thursday. It's 47 today. Northeast breeze 10 to 20 and gusty. Partly cloudy and 30 tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder yet. Saturday, the high 39. Even colder on Sunday. Morning feels like temperatures in the single digits and then a high of 30. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, a breeze out of the north. It is 31 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, what's going on a busy Wichita weekend? Let's check in with visitwichita.com and Jamel Holabarek.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a great morning. It's Woohoo Friday. You gotta love that. Hey, we have a lot going on this weekend. We have the Victorian Christmas at Cowtown. It's one of Wichita's most timeless holiday traditions. It really is. It's kind of like stepping straight back into the 19th century, like you're in a Christmas card or something. It's gorgeous. You get to go back into time. It's from 6 to 9 this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow night. So go check that out at Cowtown. Bundle up and go have fun. And then we have culinary classes at Mark Arts, hands-on holiday weekend all lined up in the kitchen. And today we have holiday mixology, a festive cocktail class where you can learn to make three seasonal drinks. So you can sign up for that tonight. And then tomorrow, mochas and festive lattes you can learn to make. And then there is a full French-inspired cooking class as well. So always fun to learn how to cook and make beverages a little bit better for your family. And then we have the holiday stroll. This is over at Bradley Fair. It is something that's fun to just get out and do, and you can just pop in, pop out. It's going on Sunday from 2 to 4. You can shop and dine and soak up the holiday atmosphere, and there are little surprises along the way. Electric train rides for kids. You can grab some hot cocoa. Just a great time. Take some fun pictures with the family. So go check that out at Bradley Fair on Sunday from 2 to 4 if you just kind of want to get into the festive mode. A lot happening in Wichita. I hope you two are doing fantastic as always, and have a great weekend. We'll see ya.
Thanks, Jamel. Want more information? Go to visitwichita.com and find out what to do. It's 8:15, and that means it's time to check in, as we do on a Friday morning, and get the information for Chiefs football, as the Chiefs are getting ready to host the Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium. Noon kickoff on Sunday. The last time these teams played, they were in another hemisphere. Now they're right back here at Arrowhead in Kansas City for a rematch three and a half months later. It's been a long time since they played way back in September. And we welcome in the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning. Was Steve passed out? Where's he at? This was his, I mean, I've got my whole show wrapped around him today because it's his 55-year end of a great career. Have we seen Steve? Is there a visual on him anywhere?
I don't know. Who knows? Well, I mean, he's still going to be with us the next couple of Fridays, so we still got some time.
He's not signing off yet.
All right, Johan, then good morning, Johan.
Thank you, sir.
So here we are.
Good morning to you, too.
But the whole Eddie Plapa is wrapped around Steve McIntosh. Oh, okay. In fact, he's holding back info on us. I'm going to go TMZ on him later. So anyway, it might screw up the whole thing tonight. But anyway, all right, we're good. Yeah, drastic times, drastic measures. That game against the Chargers in the other hemisphere seems like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like now we're on planet Scrollton in some other universe. But got to win, man. It's here, it's there, and it's ready to go. We got to do it. And if the Chiefs win this game, there's a path. There's path. It's Jim Carrey to Lauren Holly. They're saying there's a chance. There's a chance. So don't give up, Wichita. Too many people are checking out. It's really kind of ticking me off. Like, don't check out until we're done. We're not done. Let's go.
I haven't seen a checkout, though, from the team. They've been a pretty unified front. We still got things to accomplish.
It's where your leadership is so strong, not only Coach Reed, but your players.
Uh-oh. Did we hit a pocket?
Yeah. And same with Chris Jones. Chris Jones has absolutely said, jump on my back. Just jump on my back. Everybody in the kingdom who's left, everybody else is polishing rings and, you know, got the carpet out that, oh, wait a minute, we may not go to the Super Bowl. Well, we might. Who knows? We're not eliminated. But Chris is like, jump on my back. And so those guys, when you have that kind of inside leadership within the locker room, you got a fighting chance.
And you could see that in last week's game. Jones clearly played that way in last week. You could tell.
Rarely happens in the NFL or any professional sport where a single player, he started with the first play of the third quarter. He blew up the running back for Houston, Woody Marks, for a loss of four. Now the crowd's into it. Now Chris has got his whole defense into it. Then he gets a sack. The Chiefs get him three and out. It's the start of four straight three and outs and five series where Houston got one first down. Should have won that game, boys. We lipped out the short putt. And the fourth and one at the 31, we know about that. But to lose that game was rough because we should have won it. But if we would have won it, Chris Jones was leading the way.
You know, San Diego's 9-4. What's it going to take to win this game?
Are the Padres in it? I'm kidding you.
Old habits die hard.
They do.
Yes, yes. The Chargers are 9-4.
And I was thinking of the conquistadors of the ABA. So, honestly, yeah, we're big Padre fans in our family. But I'll tell you, you want to know a dirty little secret?
Yeah.
my protest because they left San Diego high and dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
San Diegans are great people, and they kind of dumped on them. I have never called them the Chargers. Listen to every game. It's Bolts, Chargers, men in powder blue. It's everything I can think to describe them. I mean, what was I going to say? The Cal State Dominguez Hills Chargers, because that's where they played for a while.
It is weird. I mean, look at that mistake strange. I just made, though.
I'm not on you. I try not to do it too. I do it as well. Like same with the Oakland Raiders. Like they're always going to anyway. Yeah.
That's a good point.
They're 9-4, and they, you know, you got the crazy coach. He's not his brother. Crazy coach in the khaki pants. And last week on Monday night, it looked like he was wearing like safety goggles. Like, what are those glasses?
Yeah, I know,
like,
man.
You got a chainsaw there, dude? What are you doing? Are you, you know, he's like with my brother-in-law, Bruce Harris, wiring something at, you know, downtown. Like, what are those? But as strange as he is, this has been a resourceful team and hard to beat. Herbert, I got to rethink his toughness. Broken hand, he's playing through that.
Yes.
He was pressured 68% of the time against the Eagles on Monday night and won the game. That's never happened, at least in the NGS, Next Gen Stats era, which is, covers like 8 years. But still, the dude has been hammered. He's been sacked more than anybody in the league. He's had more pressures on him than anybody in the league. Cam Ward's right behind him. He's had 106 quarterback hits on him, and here he is at 9-4 with a broken hand gutting it out. So you're going to have to knock him out. This is Rasputin to beat him.
Well, and the Chiefs over the years have been so good at winning division games. It's the Chargers this year. Chargers are 4-0 in the division.
And the Chiefs have never been swept in the division since 2014 by any division team. Yeah, we've owned the division.
Yeah.
We've owned December. We went through all that last week. That just, hey, you got to figure out a way to win this game. And you can. Your defense is going to have to carry the day. And I send you some stuff. It's not December the 12th. It's Karloftis the 12th. And here's why. December has been George's month. He has fully over one-third of his production has happened in the month of December. In the playoffs, he's been brilliant. 10 playoff games, 8 sacks, 16 tackles for losses, 16 quarterback hits, 8 tackles for losses. I don't know if it's his water polo background or if it's his phenomenal workout regimen, but Karloftis knows there's no mystery in what's at stake. There's no mystery in this opponent.
Yeah, and that audio eluded me, of course. It's my fault again. But you're talking about this guy that just
let me imitate him.
Okay.
Yeah, Mitch, we know what we're up against. We play him twice a year. But, hey, we got to, you know, we know what's at stake. We got to win out. There's basically what he said. So,
which is just, you know, we've talked about him before, just being a guy that is real cornerstone now, and the Chiefs drafted well when they drafted him.
But cornerstones show up when you need them the most, and we need him the most on Sunday. He and George, they feed off each other. He, of any human being other than the other 75,000 in that stadium last week, fed off George.
Yep.
George and Chris are tight. You'd think kind of strange buddies, right? One dude from Greece and the other one from Houston, Mississippi. But when Chris gets going, George gets going. And so if Chris gets going this week, George has got to dominate. And you can against this offensive line, except you got to stay in your lane. Why are they 9-4? This goes back to John's point. Why are they 9-4? Because Herbert has been resourceful in running the ball. So he scrambled against us to seal the game. He won the game Monday night with his legs, not his arm.
The Chiefs and the Chargers rematch, this time in the Northern Hemisphere. And live coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Game kicking off at noon Sunday at Arrowhead. And that is right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So, the second matchup of the season between the Chiefs and the Chargers. How does this somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football, we must ask, as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs back in Arrowhead update?
Very, very, John, now since you're being in absentia for Steve McIntosh, take the palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead. This is very obvious because it deals with Steve McIntosh. Ted, do you know he's holding back info on us?
Yes,
I know. I'm going to give an expose here. This is breaking news. Sounder. Breaking news. Wichita. We know where Steve went to high school, right?
The Harvard Wichita of the place. Yeah, Wichita West. Yeah.
It's hard to get in that place. If you can't get into Capen, you try to get into right. Wichita West. Or if you can't get into West, you go to Capen.
Exactly.
Did he play football there? Did he play football there? Because I get his, he played football at West, did he not?
Yes, in his early years, he was a part of the football team.
Okay, and he graduated in high school in 69, I believe.
I think it might have been
holding back on us.
Yeah, it might have been a little bit before that. In that era.
Was that 1869?
Yes. Okay. Right. It was the Chisholm Trail. In fact, that was Wichita West's first game. It was against Jesse Chisholm. They played over what is now on the Wichita Heights campus. Then it was just a pasture, but they had a game. It was 1-0 West beat Jesse Chisholm. All right. 1966, which would have been Steve's sophomore year, I think. West went 9-0. In 1967, which would have been Steve's junior year, West went 9-0. In fact, West had a 33-game winning streak. He's not talked about this. And who was the coach of Wichita West then, Ted? You would know. The coach of the Wichita West Pioneers was?
Eddie Crewell.
Eddie Crewell.
Yeah.
The Shocker quarterback led him to 2 bowl games.
Yeah.
To the Camellia Bowl. Come on. Eddie Crewell was the quarterback of the Shocks in the Camellia Bowl. And he comes into West had a 33-game win streak with Coach Crewell. Then, for whatever reason, senior year, Crewell leaves, and the West Pioneers are coached by Harold Brandenburg. And by the way, the Brandenburg Gate in Germany is named after this guy. I didn't know that. And they go 5-4. So thanks, Eddie. Eddie goes on, and he goes to Wichita State for that ignominious 1968 season when he went 0-10. Yeah, not good. 1 year, goes 0-10, and they bump him, but he goes to Capen and becomes a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Steve McIntosh, boys, holding back info on us. You can't be coached by a former quarterback that leads you to the Camellia Bowl if you don't have a team. Come on, McIntosh, come clean, buddy. I know you're being humble, but you're denying us the joy of learning about West's 33-game winning streak. Stand down.
Exactly, and I'm looking for that Camellia Bowl merch.
I got a T-shirt still. Hey, if you find me a Camellia Bowl ring, I'll pay big for that.
Oh.
And Sean Finley from Cox, he'll pay big dollars for it. He's got an entire Camellia Bowl shrine in his man cave. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is this is all brought to you by our strategic credit union that went back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back weeks. We got to give a shout out. Thank you. You saved me now twice because I wanted to bring these guys up. Campus Credit Union. Simplifying home buying. The journey of simplifying our home buying is simplified at campuscu.com. How strategic were they, mm-hmm. though, Ted, at the draft?
Yep.
Here's Campus Credit Union letting everything fly, and they go, no, we'll take back-to-back weeks when the season's on the line and everybody's hair's on fire.
Yeah.
We'll take that to say, get the message across that we'll simplify their home buying journey. Brilliant by Campus Credit Union. Thank you.
Yeah, that was huge. They came through.
Huge. They did. Smart people there at Campus Credit Union. Check them out.
All right. Hey, have a great call on Sunday. We'll be listening at high noon when the Chiefs and the Chargers go at it. As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Harold Brandenburg Gate. And thank you, Eddie Crewell.
All right, good. We got everybody covered. That is our live interview with Mitch Holtis on Friday mornings right here on KNSS. 8:27. And we have entertainment news in the blur coming up shortly, so we'll give you a preview of that coming up in just a minute. KNSS News Time, 8:27. Good morning, 8:36 here on KNSS on this Friday, December 12th. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. With only weeks before Obamacare subsidies expire, leading to rising health care costs, both parties blame the other for not making a deal.
After Senate votes failed Thursday to renew Affordable Care Act subsidies, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the GOP is at fault.
Tens of millions of people will see their premiums double or triple or more next year. Republicans now own America's health care crisis.
But White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blamed Schumer for not embracing what she said has been done beyond Congress.
The president's policies of bringing down drug prices, these most favored nation deals, why hasn't Chuck Schumer ever come out in support of those?
In 10 days, senators are set to leave Washington for Christmas and return after the new year when the subsidies have expired. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Boeing is back in Wichita. Officials unveiled a newly installed sign on Thursday to mark the official acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing Wichita site leader Sean Black announced the changes.
Today opens a new chapter for two companies with deep roots in aviation history. Today, we come home.
Black added that it will give the company the opportunity to grow and increase production sales over time.
8:51 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
No deal yet in Congress for soon-to-skyrocket Obamacare premiums.
Two.
Wichita man indicted on multiple gun charges.
One.
The annual feast, the 8 days of Hanukkah, begins on Sunday. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic volumes right now are fairly light, and so things in traffic are looking really good right now. Just continue to watch out for a little bit of a traffic slowdown as we've got some fairly heavy traffic right now near 25th Street North and Amadon, and then over towards I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast. Coming up here with Steve and Ted on the weekend. I did have it here somewhere. How could I have it all morning long and now I can't find it?
All of a sudden it's not with the rest of your stuff.
Oh, here it is. Here
okay,
it is.
You got it.
Yes. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today. High of 47 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with an overnight low down to 30. Then for the weekend on Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder tomorrow. High 39. Saturday night, overnight, low down to 15. And then a colder day on Sunday with a high of 30. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north. It's mostly cloudy and 31 degrees. Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Hey, that's where whiskey lovers go for a taste of all their favorites.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, bring your friends to the Monarch. Right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. Great place to hang out, the Monarch. Don't forget, coming up after Steve and Ted, it's the Glenn Beck program from 9 to 11. Now it's time to check in and get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Seminov. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. An Atlanta business-to-business technology firm company has made one of the biggest office moves in Wichita this year. The company is called Corpay, and its Corpay Lodging Corporate Business is trading its current offices near K96 and Rock Road for a slightly larger 40,000 square foot space a mile over near 35th Street North and Webb Road. Corpay plans to open its new office in a building that was sold earlier this year by Cox Communications to the Bastian family. Boeing Wichita had its introductory news conference Thursday as the media and public met local market leader Sean Black for the first time. Black was a senior vice president at Spirit AeroSystems when he was named to the Boeing leadership role. He has more than 30 years experience in the aerospace and defense sectors, including the last 9 years with Spirit. The Scotsman has worked for BAE Systems and Airbus, where he held leadership roles in Europe. He also has a PhD in tribology, which we all know to be the study of friction, wear, lubrication, and the design of bearings, because it's all ball bearings nowadays. The local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
It is 8:54 here on KNSS. You talked last hour about some taking care of Christmas shopping this weekend. I find it odd that you haven't asked me what I want, so I guess you already know what you're getting me.
You just need to check your email, Ted. I'm sure you've missed it.
Ah, well, stand in line, people whose emails
would
I've missed.
Tell me publicly now what you would like?
No. That's not happening. I don't even know what I want. At this point in my life, what do I need? You know?
That's what I find is happening with just about everybody in my life. What do I need?
Yeah, I don't need anything. I just, want to get through the day and have a good meal at the end of things. All right, Kirk. Hey, have a good weekend getting that shopping done, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it.
Sounds good. There he goes, editor from the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff, right here twice live every morning with Steve and Ted. Hey, we're wrapping things up. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, The Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Bye-bye.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.